Page 30. Applying blood sample. Please note, these steps are all accompanied by pictures which support the text. Step 9. Obtain a blood sample using the lancing device. Place the device against the pad of the finger. The best puncture sites are on the middle or ring fingers. Press the release button. Remove the lancing device from the finger. Wait a few seconds for a blood drop to form. A minimum volume of 0.5 microliter is needed to fill the confirmation window. There's a dot on the page of the print manual to show the actual size of 0.5 microliters. The dot is about 1 millimeter in diameter. Step 10. After the blood insertion symbol appears on the screen, apply the blood sample to the narrow end of the test strip. For more information, refer to the tactile description of the test strip on page 10. If the confirmation window is not filled in time because of abnormal viscosity, thickness and stickiness, or insufficient volume, the ER4 message may appear. If the talking function is on, the meter will say Error 4. The sample was not enough or too thick. Then discard the test strip, insert a new one, and apply the blood sample again after the blood insertion symbol appears on the screen. It is recommended to place the test strip vertically into the blood sample site, as shown in the accompanying diagram. In the diagram, the fingertip is pointing upwards, with the blood sample exposed. The test strip is being lowered onto the sample from above, with the rounded end pointing straight down. Do not lay the test strip flat onto the sample. Page 31. Step 11. Apply the blood sample to the narrow end of the test strip until you hear a beep. At this time, the display segments will rotate clockwise on the meter display, implying that the blood sample is being inserted. The test result will appear after the meter counts down from 5 to 1. If the talking function is on, the result will be announced. The result will be automatically stored in the meter memory. Step 12. Discard the used test strip safely in a disposable container by sliding the test strip ejector. If the test strip is removed after the test result is displayed, the meter will automatically turn off after 3 seconds. Note, the meter may switch off if the blood sample is not applied within 2 minutes of the blood insertion symbol appearing on the screen. If the meter turns off, remove the strip, reinsert, and start from step 2.